Ever get that feeling like your brain's just gone offline, but your fingers are still itching to, write some code?
Yeah.
Like you're staring at your code editor, all set to go, but the ideas have just vanished.
Totally.
Yeah.
We've all been there. It's the
The
worst.
worst, right? And that, my friend, is probably a dose of good old programmer's block. And today we're doing a deep dive on exactly that. We're looking at some research, and get this. It says that feeling stuck for us coders, it's a lot like what writers go through with writer's block.
It is kind of wild, right? Programmer's block, it's like this thing everyone's whispered about, but nobody really studied it, scientifically. Not like writer's block that's had tons of research.
So no more sweeping it under the rug, pretending it's just a bad coding day.
Exactly. This research, it actually lays out a definition for programmer's block. They're saying it's when you can't write or change your code. Even though you totally get the task, you've got the skills for it, your tools are working, and you're motivated to do it.
So it's different from just like not knowing how to do something. It's this feeling of being stuck, even though you should be able to code it fine.
Yeah, precisely. It's not just staring at an empty screen, totally lost. This is deeper, I guess. And this is where it gets really interesting. They're linking this programmer's block to writer's block, saying the problem usually isn't the actual writing part, but what happens before you even touch the keyboard.
So you're saying our coding roadblocks, they're forming before we even open the code editor. Tell me more.
Okay, so imagine you're on a project where the requirements are constantly changing. Or maybe they were vague from the start. It's like a writer with a blank page and no prompt for their assignment. Like, how are they supposed to write anything good if they don't know what it's supposed to be?
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. I think everyone's had those projects with ever-changing goals. And
Yeah.
speaking of relatable, what about scope creep? When a tiny feature becomes this coding monster.
Perfect example. Just like a writer who picks a topic for their book and then bam, they realize it's way too big. Total overwhelm, and you're left thinking, where do I even start? And the research found this too. 7 out of 15 of the programmers they talked to, they said unclear or changing requirements, that was a big reason they felt stuck. And 5 of them specifically said they struggled when projects got too big.
7 out of 15. That's a lot. So unclear goals and runaway projects, definitely things to watch out for. Now, what about when you're stuck debugging? Like you're just making things worse. Is that programmer's block or is that just a really bad bug?
Interesting question. And this research actually says that, yeah, debugging nightmares can be a type of programmer's block, but not in the way you'd think. They found 7 programmers who got totally stuck when their usual debugging tricks just didn't work.
I think we've all been there. But how is that programmer's block? It sounds like a really tough bug.
It's not just about the bug itself, it's about what the bug means. When our usual methods fail, it often means our mental model of the code, how we think it works, is wrong. Or at least incomplete. Like imagine showing up to a chess match with checker strategy.
So our brains are trying to force the wrong solution because we're looking at the problem the wrong way.
Exactly. One programmer even said they felt completely stuck because the software kept crashing, but there was no information about why. It's like running into a wall you can't even see because you don't even know how to figure out what's wrong.
That's got to be so frustrating. It really shows how much we rely on our understanding of the code. So we've established that programmer's block is definitely a thing, and it sounds like it comes down to how we think about our work, how we approach it.
Right, and this is where the research gets really cool. It suggests that maybe the solutions to this programmer's block, they might be kind of unexpected.
Okay, now you have to tell me what's next.
Well, if programmer's block is so similar to writer's block, maybe we can borrow some strategies from writers to get unstuck.
Wait, are you saying we all need to start writing poetry to fix our code?
Not quite, but this research, it found that programmers, without even realizing it, we already use a bunch of writing strategies in our work.
No way. So, like, what kind of writing strategies are we talking about here?
So the research, it puts programmers into different types, right? Each one has their own way of coding, kind of like how writers have styles.
Okay, hit me with these programmer types. I'm ready.
First up, you got the pantser.
The pantser. That sounds a little too much like, flying by the seat of your pants. A little risky for my taste in coding.
Well, it might sound kind of casual, but it's a real approach, especially for personal projects. These are the programmers who just jump right into the code and figure things out as they go, all about spontaneity, And the research actually found this 7 out of 15 programmers, they said they use this approach, especially on their own projects where they can just experiment.
Okay, so if the pantser is all about winging it, who's like their opposite?
The opposite would be, let's say, the plotter. So picture this. super detailed code plans, everything structured perfectly, you know, from the very beginning. This is way more common when you're in a structured work environment.
Yeah.
And it makes sense, right? 10 out of the 15 programmers in this study, they fit this plotter profile.
Yeah, that makes sense. Deadlines, teams relying on you. Gotta have a solid plan. No time for surprises there.
Exactly. All right, now let's talk about the multiple versions type. Think about how writers, sometimes they'll just scrap an entire draft and start over, you know, instead of just editing and editing forever.
Oh, tell me about it. Sometimes you just need a clean slate.
Right. It's the same with code. Six programmers in the study, they said they'd rather start from scratch than keep patching up bad code. It's about realizing when it's just better to hit reset.
Oh, I've been there. Sometimes walking away and coming back with fresh eyes is the best thing. What other programmer writer types are there?
Well, they found a type they call the editor.
So, like, all about perfect details.
Yeah, you got it. They start with a really simple version, then they keep refining it, adding more, going through a bunch of versions. It's a lot like agile development. You start small, then improve it over and over. Eight of the 15 programmers in the study said this is how they work.
So it's like building a house, right? Solid foundation, then adding on brick by brick. But this makes me think, with all these different types, is there even a right way to code, or is it more about finding what works for you?
That is the question, isn't it? And this research seems to say there's no one right way. Just like there's no right way to write, you know, a novel. Everyone's different.
That's actually a relief to hear. It feels like everyone's always looking for the best or the fastest way to code, but maybe it's more about figuring out your own style and rolling with it.
100%. I think that's really freeing for programmers, especially if you don't feel like you fit in one specific box.
This is all super interesting, but let's bring it back down to earth for a sec. What does this mean for someone listening who's, stuck right now? What can they do with this info?
Great question. So, first of all, just knowing that programmer's block is a real thing, that's huge. You're not alone. Lots of experienced devs deal with this.
Like they say, admitting you have a problem is the first step.
Exactly. And now you've got a way to understand what might be causing it, right? Unclear instructions, a project that's too big, or even just misunderstanding your own code.
So be aware of those pitfalls. Okay, what can we do to actually avoid them?
Well, since these blocks often pop up early on, like when the requirements aren't clear or we don't get the problem, it shows how important it is to spend time up front before you even start coding.
So even if you're itching to code, don't rush the planning stage.
Right. Make sure you totally get what you're trying to solve. Don't be afraid to ask questions about the requirements. And if it's a big task, break it down into smaller, easier chunks. Think of it like a writer making an outline.
Plan your work, then work your plan. I like it. But what about when that block hits even with a solid plan?
If you're stuck, maybe try a different coding strategy. If you usually just dive in, try sketching out a basic structure first.
Okay.
Or if you're a planner, experiment. Try a more back-and-forth approach, like the editor we talked about.
Don't be afraid to mix things up. Now, what if you're really, truly stuck, like nothing's working?
Well, this is where we see that connection with writing again.
Okay.
Writers, they get feedback on their work, right? That
Yeah.
fresh perspective can be super helpful. Same for code.
Two heads are better than one, especially when one of them is stuck.
For sure. So talk to someone. Ask for a code review. Even just try explaining your thought process out loud. You might be surprised what you figure out.
This research, it was all about experienced programmers, but it makes you think, what if coding at its core, IS like writing, could we actually make new programmers better by teaching them to think like writers right from the start?
That's a really cool idea.
Yeah.
And we're already seeing some of that, right? Like we talk about using clear names for variables and writing good comments. That's basically writing just in the code.
Totally. And writers, they plan an outline right. What if we taught those skills early on in programming? Maybe it would help those new programmers who get stuck when they hit a big challenge.
Interesting. Could be huge. Maybe by bringing those writing ideas into how we teach programming, you know, early on, we could help people really get the creative part of software development. And then, boom, we've got more skilled, more creative programmers in the long run.
It's like we're combining art and science. Imagine intro to programming, but there's a whole section on storytelling.
That'd be wild. Students learning to write good code and good stories.
So many possibilities. Well, that about wraps it up for our deep dive into Programmer's Block today.
This was awesome. Really enjoyed digging into this with you.
We learned that Programmer's Block, it's real, and it happens to a lot of us. But by seeing how it connects to writer's block, we can figure out what causes those coding struggles and find ways to bust through them. Just remember, you are not alone.
And who knows, maybe this research will change how we think about teaching and learning programming, leading to even better, more creative software.
Now that is a fantastic thought to end on. Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.